Yes, and welcome back to Unity Radio 254.
My name is Peggy Rasida.
And I'm Kansai Emmanuel. And wow, it has been a week full of great things.
Yes.
And today, personally, at once, the short kisame, it has been a week full of bad things.
Yeah.
It has been good.
It has been good.
It has been very great.
Yes.
Although, nothing. No, all those.
No, all those.
How are you people? We want to know how you people are doing.
Yes.
Remember, you can always comment pale kwa Unity Media 254 after you have listened to the show. Because, trust you me, we really need to hear your feedback.
Yes.
We definitely need to hear your feedback.
We value your feedback.
Oh,
we value our audience.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to us.
Yes.
You know, it takes energy to get you from someone. It takes, Wow.
A lot of energy.
A lot of energy and bundles.
Yeah.
Using bundles.
Yep.
And Wi-Fi also.
Yeah.
Using Wi-Fi.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
But on the internet.
But on the internet.
So just stick around for more dope conversations, people. Today we have a lot of things we want to unravel for you. We're going to be unwrapping things that you thought we cannot unwrap for you here on the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to also be talking about an animation.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
It's why, trust you me, if you grew up watching
Avatar.
We have
you're
something.
You're gonna
for
love
you.
It.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it. Also, Mpasho. And something else about how frogs are just so surprisingly animals that. Yeah, I did this thing on Instagram and I was like, Pumbe. Yeah, like what?
Yeah, that's savage. But you'll get to know why.
You'll get to know why. Yeah. But let's not exhaust what we're supposed to talk about.
Yes.
Yep. Let's get into Jesus My Local Vibes. The song is Coco Butter. It's by Sammy D and Calligraph Jones. You're gonna love this vibe because I loved it when I had it. I loved it. Remember the hashtag is Peggy and Kansai or Unity Radio 254 or Unity School. Peggy?
Yeah.
We'll be back, my people. Ukani paka koko bata, koko bata. Maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata. Maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata. Kuna matatu nimeparara, lakini cheki sasa umeni paka bata. Koko, kwa siviwe refari, tell me where would I be? Piga kapecha kaposti, wacha wajue leo ni testimony. Ehe, upika cheki riposti, wacha wajue vile leo tuko happy. Ehe, siwezi nyamaza kama amerezo, walio poteza mali hata mento. You have buttered me bread, umenipa mkate na bata, mkate na bata, ukanipaka koko bata, koko bata, maisha yangu umebata. Bata, 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 maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata. Yeah, cafe te kondaka stena believe. If you possess it, it's given, then lazimu ta receive. Bata bread imeongezo cheese, na nyenge dani nyenge waifika overseas. Niki wa hoka taona mixtapes, ambassador na Robin kindo nyoma mixes. Niliamini anga kazi yako haina mistakes. Jusaki na Samidi oni tia big checks. Na siwezi complain, nijuisi vitu bro wezi contain. At this point I kona stress na bata, jushani pay a bread na bata. Umenipa mkate na bata, mkate na bata. Ukanipaka koko bata, koko bata. Maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata. Maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata. Ima shaki wa take matata, kuna stress na bata. Cause either we ushani pay a bread na bata. Aye. Aye. Ima shaki wa take matata, kuna stress na bata. Cause either we ushani pay a bread na bata. Aye. Umenipa mkate na bata, mkate na bata. Ukanipaka koko bata, Koko bata, maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 maisha yangu umebata, bata, 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 bata.
Umeni hamkate na bata, mkate na bata.
Ukanipaka koko bata.
Yeah, the song is Coco Butter, and it's by Calligraph Jones and Sammy D, and it's playing here on Unity Radio 254.
Yes, welcome back.
Yep.
How was your week? Post kidogo, you listen. How was my week?
My week, me ijakuwa na shida, by the way. I just thank God. Niliamuka, akanipaka Coco Butter.
Yeah.
Na
mkate ya butter.
Na, yeah. Although sikuwa na bata nikikula hiyo mkate hii wiki.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Ili slap, by the way.
Ili slap.
Ili slap. How was yours?
My week was also good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Although life haikwangi without its challenges.
But tuna songa songa. We do not stop.
Yes, we don't stop.
Yeah. And people, also something that came across our eyes this week was the need for connections ukuinje,
yeah,
in our world. And I was like, sasa by the unajua kuna venye kuna generation ilizaliwa ikiambiwa by the going to university, mm-hmm, ukitoka tu hivi kwa hiyo gate you'll just stay 6 months. Uko royal media
at 6 months. One
uko royal media tiari. You are a qualification. But I don't know what happened nowadays.
That's just the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Like say,
mm-hmm,
there's this thing called headhunting.
Mm-hmm.
It is where a company sends out somebody who are later a headhunter.
Mm-hmm.
And they go hunting
mm-hmm
for talents. On yeah another after talents. Like,
yeah,
people who stand out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a quarter uko to just randomly doing your thing.
Yeah.
And somebody comes and they present to you a job offer.
Yeah.
Because this company has spotted you, they spotted your value and yeah the things that you can bring to them.
Yeah.
And so we're being encouraged as the youth wasahi.
Yeah.
Like we just seek out new opportunities.
Yeah.
Like we don't wait at the for that big person to fix yeah us in some office,
mm-hmm,
or for that auntie or uncle of yours who keeps promising you a job.
And by the way, that is a conversation you yeah also need to have.
Yeah.
Family members don't want to come through Nazi Connection Square.
By the way, let me tell you,
mm-hmm,
the thing that people need to learn is, if you can't fulfill a promise, don't promise it in the
first place. Do not.
Well, promise it juju bas.
Yes. But nitaona ikiwezekana, nitaona. But if it's not going to work out,
don't even mention it. Like nowadays, when people promise me things, they're like, "Oh, I'll connect you to this person and this other person."
Yeah.
I don't like depend on that word.
Mm-hmm.
I pretend to become a haujaini and be a evil until I see it come to fulfillment.
Yeah.
Because many are the times when mtu ameniambia like, hey, yo, sijali nita
Kesho. I'm gonna do you good. Oh. Tomorrow I'm gonna I'm gonna put you in a table. Huh? With one of the biggest investors hapa Narok.
What? I'm waiting for tomorrow until today.
It's not coming.
So, first of all, if somebody promises you something, now in the case of that family, you know,
yeah,
don't take it. Like, just take it. Ikikuja ni sawa.
Yeah.
Ikikosa pia ni sawa. No, it's ruin your relationship with that person. Because that person can actually come to help you for really future.
Mm.
And you wouldn't want to burn that bridge.
Yeah.
But if they're just a serial liar, like, because they're going to be don't believe them.
By the way, nobody should just tell you that and believe, because maybe you are just chasing that degree of yours, knowing that maybe you'll reach a time when si auntie amesema nikimaliza bana naingia Royal Media Services. Radio Africa is sure bet.
Sure.
Imagine, then you finish and things don't go your plan, things don't go your way, then you're like, sasa, what will I do next?
Surely.
Then you talk to yourself, then you're like, what? Sasa, and then you start having feelings zenye zinakuumiza because auntie alikuambia hivi na hivi. But no,
Don't see, baby.
Yeah, just go beyond, by the way.
Mm.
Look for something that you can do in that, ukienda hata pale saa hii, you're asked, why?
Yeah.
Why you?
Why
you can just tell them, ata kama maybe you don't see it as a big thing. You just do it, then you're like, for me, this is why I think this and this. I've been doing this and this. See, at ukotu hapo, by the way, you can go to the library all the days of your life.
But utafika huko na kuna mtu mwenye by the agenda library ama ameenda, but they have something that keeps them, sets them apart from other people.
That's and so true.
Yeah. So, and just work on yourself, sai, build on the skills. Usitegemee ile ati alafu networking pay is very key.
Yes.
Build networks.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday we happened to be, we usually volunteer, cancer and I usually volunteer at the Office of Careers and Placement Services at Masai Mara University. So yesterday there was a group of people who came to the office and we were also there with one of our colleagues.
Yeah.
And imagine tu mse alijieka hapo na hivyo ndo amepata like connection. Like you just talked to that group of people. It was, I'd like to refrain from saying who it was.
Yeah.
But it was a very big guy and a very hardworking like alumni of Masai Mara and they were there. Na alijiseti tu like umse anajirushanga tu like penye kuna opportunity anaingia. Like ni okay, to say me that's something I admire in that person. That's the only thing I admire in that person. So that in case they are listening to this,
please don't have bad intentions. Peggy, I'm a same as the only thing.
So that was in the field. Now you have not asked the episode for last time I erudisha, you know. Confidence Ibaki.
Ibaki. It's a shoot, it's a panda, it's average record.
Yes. So we must really work hard, for example, to, you see, like us, we are going out of our way to do, for example, this podcast.
Yeah.
And that's something that could give us an edge.
Mm.
And you who's listening to us, since you listen to us and we also want you to be better, please look for something to do that is out of the, like, CV taboo too. Like, you must solve a that's actually something concerned. You don't have solve.
Msome pia by the way.
You
trust me, that is your profession, it's maybe. You like media things. Now, una knowledge anything, sasa.
Yeah, like just cover all bases. Yeah. Like, ukwe both na papers, na ukwe na skills.
Na skills.
Like, something I kind of admire and can say, and part of the reason why I also agreed to be a part of this show is that he's always seeking out to learn something new. And I've committed, like, to lifelong learning. Like, I'm always. Like, I want to be, like, as long as I live, I'm always learning something new. Even in my 50s and 60s and so, I'll always be learning something new. I'll always be flexible.
Yeah.
I don't depend on people to...
Exactly. To come and tell...
Yeah.
To wakusukume wa wenyewe.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't have to depend on a job for my survival.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I have a job, I'll be doing something else on the side. So even if you fire me today... That's your problem. I'm still making money. You're sleeping. You're just there. You're not moving.
Yeah.
The children do not see you. Your wife is complaining every day, or your husband, that you're working too hard. You can't even balance your hobbies.
Exactly.
Like, get yourself something to do. Find a hobby.
Yeah.
Get active with it. Just try to do something new. Yeah. It's not always going to be easy. It's true.
That is true.
Be like, kuwa consistent now. Mm. But borona jaribu.
Yeah, try your best, by the way.
That's what matters.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Also, something about also attending conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something also about attending conferences. Conference.
Conferences.
Exactly. That's also another way for you to build your networks even way fast.
Mm.
Because I remember, like, for me, there's this guy, tulienda na yeye what was it called? There's this conference for CCA.
Corporate Career Academy.
Yeah.
And
it was so nice. This guy, I think he won. He's from, I don't know, Strathmore.
Mm-hmm.
He won, I don't know the prize, but he won. This guy just approached me out of nowhere. I don't know this guy.
Mm-hmm.
We just started talking. Then he's like, I'm a photographer. I do this and this. I'm like, Jesus, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Please, kuja. I'm not sending you away. Thank you, Jesus. You know, that guy, up to now, we still talk. So he's like, tukifunga shule, he wants like, Anza kunifunza a lot of things ukuinje. And I'm like, if I could not have attended that conference,
sayi
ningekuwa wapi shwali, ningekuwa wapi.
Yeah. So yeah, that how ngekwa. Like there's a conference also coming up. It's a summit.
Yeah.
A summit for it's being held by the Economic Students Association of Kenya. Mm. And having attended their events before, like, these guys actually bring the best of the best.
Exactly.
Like, when we went last year, we watched their debate competition, mm-hmm. and they were doing such a good job of bringing, like, people who are actually good in the field of economics, mm-hmm. and they're bringing these people to talk to students, mm-hmm. to kind of open their minds. Because I remember there's a guy called Peter Doyle, mm-hmm. and this guy used to work at World Bank or CGN, mm-hmm. International Development Bank, whichever bank it was, this big one. So he was working and he was giving like advice, mm-hmm. on, and he was congratulating Gen Z and just a lot of things that he was doing. Yeah. But me, that thing showed me that, and yeah, if you like, your networks really are your network. Mm-hmm. Like if you do your best, mm-hmm. and you look for opportunities that serve you, mm-hmm. like unakuwa tu sawa.
Mm. By the way, you know, gone are the days when sending out job applications to companies and organizations it was enough for you to get a job.
Yeah.
Sai, nowadays it is vice versa. Companies and organizations are out here looking for the best minds.
Yeah.
Most competent individuals out there.
Mm-hmm.
Mtu mwenye ako na akili.
Yeah.
And Peggy, please, can you remind them to have something?
Yeah, have a CV. And as I'm calling you out, I'm calling myself out. Because I also don't have a CV. But
I also don't.
Yeah, oh, I get very embarrassed. Guy.
Oh my god, I feel like dying.
Tunaenda kutafuta CVs, guys. By the end of our week, homework, but they can say it.
We are.
This week, by the end of this week, we should have CVs.
Yeah.
So, pia wewe ji challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge yourself. Mm. Eh?
Challenge yourself.
And we'd also like to thank Paulette Kangoe,
wow.
who wrote this article. Like,
yes,
really
exactly.
Provoked our thinking.
And I found it in the Kesa WhatsApp channel. And I was like, wow, this is so nice.
Like, he really highlighted those points in a really good way. Mm-hmm. But we'd also like to highlight, you know, the good things that are going on in our lives. And we want to take you back in kwa your section of music.
Yes. Yes.
We hope that you will enjoy.
It is called Eco Eco or My Bestie by
Justin Well.
It's
a small jam.
Sit down by the fire.
We'll be back, people.
Your bestie says she want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now. Aiko, ane. Chucking more fina, anane. Chucking more fina, ane. Start my truck, let's all jump in. Here we go together. Nice cool breeze with big palm trees. I tell you life don't get no better. Talking about
hey now.
I go ane. Chucking more fina anane. Chucking more fina ane.
Okay, your mama ngwele. Step on the dancing floor. Hips be winding, detail rewinding. Take it to the island way. Pop it low now, take it to the max now. Jam in this small jam way. Jam in this small jam way.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make this place go higher? Talking about hey now.
Straight up, right, hoochie mama. Make we party non-stop in a island banda. Swing those hips and back it up to me ragga. A chance for party ladies, do the doggy. I'm drumming island reggae, rapping blue, green and yellow. Me jumping on baby, make a slow wine for me baby. Speakers pumping, people jumping. We drumming the island way.
Shout out to the good time crew all across the islands. Grab your shoes, let me 2x2. And now we shining bright like diamonds. Talking about
hey now.
Yes,
one drop it, drop it low now. Take it to the max now. Jump in the small time way. Wind it.
wind up, go down. Twist your body back, back.
We go
left, left. We go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
Wind up, go down again.
Wind up, go down. Wind up, go down. Twist your body back, back.
Twist it back.
We go left, left. We go right, right. Turn it around and forward.
My bestie and your bestie dancing by the fire. Your bestie says you want parties, so can we make these flames go higher? Talking about hey now.
My bestie and your bestie. Hey, I need to work on my voice.
My bestie and your bestie.
Mina is a imba wewe. Playing here on Unity Radio 254. Mm-hmm. My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
And the hashtags, as always, is Peggy and Kansai. Or Unity Radio 254. Or Unity Scoop. And people, now I want you people to understand this.
Understand.
Eish! Huh? A discovery has been made. Ooh. And Nickelodeon spokespeople
wamesema
na itakuwa.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the Avatar series continues.
Yeah.
And trust you me,
we're getting a new Avatar.
Kwanza, let us able to celebrate. Let us celebrate. Because I'm one of these kids.
Yeah.
When I may grow up na Avatar.
Same.
And I'm like, and the Last Airbender. Season 1, season 2, season 3, up to when he defeated Fire Lord Ozai.
Yeah.
Then I get into Avatar Korra, The Legend of Korra. Mm. Season 1, book 1, mm. Where am I calling it season? Book 1, book 2, book 3, book 4. And now, Seven Heavens.
Mm. So it's coming out, I don't know when. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're the same time. Mm-hmm. When Kiangalezo is gone.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be late.
I can't wait.
Guys, I'm not going to miss it, by the way.
So
I'm not going to miss it. I am not going to miss it because I can promise you guys it's going to be ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And speculation had it that Avatar Korra, Kidogo people did not love it. But Avatar Aang received very serious feedback.
Okay, good. That was central for my childhood. I didn't watch Kung Fu Panda, but I watched Mizuri.
Peggy, at a Mimi.
Kung Fu Panda, I remember it's like Kidogo, but
the Last Airbender.
Yeah. Ah. Watch
personally, my memory is so clear about
Kina
the last Katara,
Masoka,
Kina
like,
Zuko, Kina Toph, the short blind bear.
Yeah, but enough of us, you know, geeking about this. Keep your eyes open. Because,
and kuaribia tu maneno, this Avatar series comes in a different perspective.
Yeah.
In this Avatar series, the Avatar is literally devastated by humanity. She's actually the enemy of humanity. And with this, she's met by a lot of challenges from both the spirits and people. She's faced with a lot of challenges. And she's not necessarily the savior like in the other aspects that we have watched, mm-hmm. in the other Avatars, mm-hmm. Past Avatars. Mm-hmm. She's now a problem to humanity. Yeah. So you can imagine it's going to be dope. You really don't want to miss this, mm-hmm. because I don't know why you'll be missing it, because it's going to be dope.
Mm-hmm.
And ukisikia tu imetoka hivi Nickelodeon, please follow on all the episodes, because I'm going to follow on all the episodes.
Yeah.
And if you want me to explain to you every season of the Avatar, please, you have to pay. Nandakuelezea from top to bottom. I know everything.
Alafu, I think it also just brings out this thing of me, no matter how old I get, mm-hmm. me will still watch cartoons.
Ata Mimi.
I will still watch cartoons.
Okay, these cartoons I cannot watch. Okay. Can you watch Pingu right now?
Pingu? For the fun of it.
You're not serious.
Like, if I have like babies.
Are we talking about this?
Beep, 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 beep. Pingu, Pingu.
Because, okay, but let me tell
kuna
you guys.
Pingu,
yeah.
Kuna, okay, so you see what? I
but
where
about you neza watch cartoon?
Neza,
looking
okay,
at you,
in a deep end, to mm-hmm. be honest. Because right now, like, kasa inataka kuwatch movie cartoons, like a Bluey.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
the one in Disney Junior.
Yeah, that's
wow.
One.
Okay, it's not a bad one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one actually.
Yeah, because they're teaching like children how to regulate their emotions, and so that moms and dads can get tired of your questions or. Like, there's this episode where I saw they were highlighting childlessness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of their aunts couldn't conceive.
Yeah.
And she kind of feels bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a good lesson to teach children, but in like a fun and colorful way, you know. And they also employ the other thing I like about the show is that we don't know who the voice actors are.
Yeah, we don't. We have actually been left in the blue.
Yeah, like the in the bluey. Yeah. Anywho,
that is a very nice one.
Yeah, but like the nini, they don't give out the names of those children to protect them, like, from stalking. And I think that's such a good thing to do. And I don't know, I grew up on such iconic cartoons, like, let's start from, like, when I was small. There's this one called In the Night Garden. I don't know if you watched this.
I don't think so.
Yo, see, it's just about this random two cartoons that they live in this forest and some guy who comes in a boat and they just sing and they go making like, it was just so fascinating and it's so calming. And then there's this person called Makapaka. Anapenda kuosha mkodo yake
all the time.
Anapenda stones. Like me.
Hey, I see you are a baby of anime songs.
Then it goes to like Akira Sophia the First.
Oh my god.
My lord.
Disney babies. We are here now. We have arrived. Kina Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Dark makes dolphins. Dark makes
exactly.
Hey.
Now Sheriff Cali.
Sheriff Cali's where?
Yeah. Look at me spreading my.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse is still rocking up to today.
Imagine.
It is still rocking.
Yeah.
Please.
The price is Donald Duck.
Oh my god. Yeah. And for me, I don't have a favorite. But let me tell you. And then something about Mickey Mouse and why I say it's rocking. Kunezi Sunday afternoons, you know, the Sunday afternoons are just afternooning and they're just boring and they're just, ugh. But Disney Junior inakuletea to rerun of Mickey Mouse every time. The Stormy Castle, I don't know, it's so nice.
Yeah, which other cartoon? The Lion Guard.
Lion Guard up to, let me tell you something. Lion King Productions, by the way. You guys, please do not stop.
I don't know what you guys put in those songs.
I don't know, but
I go like my way.
Okay,
if you haven't watched Lion Guard,
I've watched Lion King too.
I've watched it. The part where Simba and Nala are now, their lives have been explained and how they are fighting.
Is it Simba and Nala or was it, I don't know, Mtuku Mtoto wa Ska? Those are Mtoto wa Ska.
Kovu. See, now that's
Kovu and Nani.
Simba and Nala have this child.
Daughter. It's Kiara. Yeah.
Now Kiara.
Now Kion's sister.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they were going to marry those storylines. I don't think they've ever successfully done it.
They haven't.
But I haven't finished watching the Lion Guard Kapisa. But yeah. So, but me, Wimbozao, kama hiyo ya Lion King 2, kuna ingine, deception, disgrace.
I
like,
know.
Like, okay, Wimbo, and you're disappointed
in
somebody.
And Kovu is the one
singing,
by the way.
It's a choir of animals or something. But it's so nice. And also, like, Nickelodeon, like, which are those Teenage Mutants,
Ninja Turtles.
Akira Game Shakers.
Kina Nikki, Ricky, Dicky, and Don. People, you really need to find yourselves.
Sam and Kat.
Jesus. Can you please give me a television right now?
And then, come on, Disney. Ladybug and Kasua. Oh, God.
That thing is on Netflix. My sister. That animation. My sister watched it many times. I'm like, by the way, that thing is not bad.
I would watch it again. I'm waiting for a new season. I had been, there might be a new one. I'm waiting. I don't want them to introduce new storylines. I want them to continue with the ones.
Because
imagine it ended, like, Hawkmoth gave up his, no, let me not even spoil for you. Go watch.
And people, if you want to also know what Lion King 2 says, and how has by the Lion Guard, they got a challenge making these two stories come together. Because there's no way Kion alizaliwa when Nala is already in her stages of parenthood.
Yeah, did Kion die?
Lion Guard, they introduced him as a small baby, the size of Kion and Jinora. No. Skia sasa nimeingia Legend of Korra.
Let's just move on now.
People, when we come back, we have a lot of more dope conversations, but I've already told you, do keep your eyes peeled out for the Avatar Seven Heavens. You don't want to miss it. It's a big show. It's a big, big animation. And we know how Avatar always do it, from The Last Airbender to Legend of Korra to now Seven Heavens. You really don't want to miss it.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow.
Gaga and Bruno Mars, and it's playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and I'm hanging out with the beautiful
Peggy Rasiga.
And indeed, 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 tumetoka sasa kwa stories za hype na fire na vitu mingi. Tunaingia sasa alcohol tips.
Hey, alcohol. Unataka tu tips ya kulewa? Kansai.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I am sorry, I quite talk a hivo. I quite talk a hivo. So unfortunately, data infographics has something for us through NACADA.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know NACADA, it is the National Authority for the Campaign Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
Wow. Yani, They even created a government wing for this, because some of you are suffering out here.
And it has revealed where a troubling increase in drug and substance abuse among university students in Kenya.
Yeah.
And the 2024 status of drug and substance use in Kenyan university reports that 45.6% of students have tried at least one drug or substance in their lives. And this is very big. This is a high number and it's very disappointing.
Yeah. It's almost half the number of students in universities.
I was looking at this story and I was like, kumbe huku nje tunafanya vitu.
Si unajua tu kwanza sasa hivi vile watu wamepata help.
Hey.
Sherehe.
Sasa iko shama cartels they are just
Wa.
Sasa hii pesa imeingia, profits are so high.
Wa. Watu wamejaa wa incense spirits kuanzia Sunday to Sunday.
And currently 26.6% of students are using substances like alcohol, tobacco, cannabis and cat, along with newer drugs such as
methamphetamine.
And something on your garnish wali.
Nikama, it's a what they call it?
Mm.
Okay, just a very, it's supposed to be used in a medical manner, but mm-hmm. people are abusing it. Mm-hmm. That one, I think it's usually used as a pain reliever. I don't remember very well, but it's one of those things.
Next, tutaanza kusikia moxi limeanza kutengeneza bangi. And in this report, alcohol is the most commonly used substance with 87.3% availability, and 18.6% of students reported using it in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Other substances like cigarettes, which are at 64.4%, shisha.
But I thought shisha was banned.
You know, this is where animation drugs saw your percentage, because it is so
41,
big.
41.
It is bad.
41.2%.
Though that is high.
Very.
For and a vape, drug that is banned.
And vape or e-cigarettes. Yani unaona tu kunywa flavor smoke. But I heard it helps some people who have been like smoking tobacco to get off of it. But I think it just gives you the same kick.
Yeah, since utatoka tobacco now you go back to always see, wanting vape.
Because vape is like, I think it has nicotine.
Something like that.
It has nicotine, so yeah. I think the best advice is if you have not started, don't start.
Please.
Yeah.
Tafadhali.
And if you have started, one, drink responsibly. If you must drink.
If you must.
Although it's not a must. Mm-hmm. But if you must, drink responsibly. Kuna watu wanakutegemea. Aki, kwanza, when the Kenyan university students, you know how many people have lost their livelihoods because they waliingia ulevi na hivyo tu.
Imagine.
The genius, top of their class. Levy, hazy control.
I imagine. Then you are there, busy. Yeah.
And if you're struggling, with getting off alcohol, imagine just accept. It's time to accept and go to rehab. Like, no, on a serious note. If you pick up on your addiction, at that point, you just have to go to rehab. Go to rehab and you commit to never drinking again.
Yeah. It's for your own well-being, by the way, because
and for the people around you.
Yeah, because it hurts, by the way, unaumia, and maybe somewhere people are like, undo tegemeo wetu. And availability on narcotic drugs bana, smoked cannabis, it emerged as the most used narcotic sai, because it is at 61.7%. Then we have cocaine, which is at 15.1%, still very high. Then I think sasa nimejua, I realized the other day that we have cannabis edibles. I'm like,
yeah.
That we now they are doing this. That we have with cookies, with mabuyu, with lollipops,
with juice. With
mabuyu. Oh, me nimesikia with lollipops uski wewe. Me nimecheesy. With lollipops. I mean, how creative do people have to be? To break the law.
But with cookies, you only made. It's been around for a long time. Because I remember when we used to watch Tahidi High, there was an episode where I don't know, G or Mosh or who brought weed cookies, and then there was a whole saga. Those ones have been around for some time. But with juice.
With lollipops.
With lollipops.
And in research, it shows that friends are the main source of drugs. For 64, 66.4% of students, followed by canteens and bars, which are at 59.3%, and other students at 56%. Mimi study many boko sababu ya canteens and bars. Canteens.
Eh, but you know now, once you're above the age of 18, you're an adult. You need to, you make the decisions on your own. You cannot be held. If it was underage drinking, maybe you could be concerned. Wait. But this is a choice that people are consciously making.
It's so sad, by the way.
So if you must make that choice, make the choice to drink responsibly or don't drink at all.
Yeah, don't drink at all, by the way. Okay, if you think it is something you cannot go without, which I don't see why.
No, that is what the persona me ona. So we come on please, can you go and buy yourself some wine and then unakunywa once a month?
Yeah. Please.
But kama ujanza usianze.
Usianze.
You just remain vile tuko. You're not missing out on anything. The only thing that you're missing out is maybe the feeling of imbalance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the supposed health benefits that are given.
Yeah. You have heard it from us.
Yeah.
Please drink
responsibly.
Yeah. Right about now, let's get into Man with Bad Girl. When we come back, something about how frogs are becoming bad girls. Hey, we're talking about that. Don't now go in.
He needs to go now, my bad girl. You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? Want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? Want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad 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 girl? You want a bad body 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 na ganji huyu dema cheke shangi skincare na gym takes care of her body akona space yake yozi toka tuke jani china mawiki kwa glass haitwani shangi kichwa ngumu she didn't grow up with her daddy hapendi ukuzi za waseto come correct ni mlito lakisi mama kutingiza mali so what's up mini bad girl keep up so what's up baby girl si mama turn up so what's up mini bad girl keep up so you want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? Want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad girl bad girl bad girl. Unashanga mbona nina waka hivo ni ex wangu nili detox so niko nje nikisaka next people shida mini dem janja so ukilodu tapata ni kuwacha type yangu ni 6 foot kwa wale big foot chokole nataka good vibes roho na pita kwa poke so what's up mini bad girl keep up so what's up baby girl si mama turn up so bad girl, keep up. So, what's up? Baby girl, see mama, turn up. You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad girl who ties on a nanny? Bad girl who ties on a nanny? You want a bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl? Bad bad body 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 bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl. You want a bad bad body 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 bad girl, bad girl, body 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 bad girl, bad girl, body 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 bad girl, bad girl, bad girl, bad girl.
Bad Girl by Manzi. It's taking it on.
Kids Radio 254.
So it's Hot Spot. My name is Hot Spot.
And my name is Peggy Rasiga. And we are back like we never left.
Yeah.
Kabla tuendelee, we wanted to give a shout out to businesses that we think you guys should give your support.
Also try your best to find them, because trust me, you'll never regret their services.
Yeah.
Wako top notch.
Yeah.
You should really try out their services.
Yeah. Kama uko hapa Narok. So, here advertisement ni watu wa Narok.
So, please, if you're not in Narok, feel jealous.
Yeah, please. So, tutaanza na my favorite business person wa this week.
Yeah.
Anaitwa Rovi.
Rovi
is a delivery guy. Yeah.
And he does superb deliveries
at an affordable
price.
Eh? Let me tell you, if you want to get things from Mama Christiani's shop, go get see, or you want things from Kamoja, or you want
from town,
he also does registering for till numbers and SIM card registration.
Yeah.
If you want all those services, guess who your guy is?
Rovi. And so, you won't regret, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very nice deals.
Yeah.
Faster deliveries.
Yeah. Great service.
I'm telling you.
Great service.
Top notch.
So, wacha niwapee number yake ya business. Musiende hapo kufanya vitu zingine.
It is only business. Nikipata
complaint. Wewe Stephanie. So, +254 702 690 986
+250 702 690 986.
If you need a delivery guy,
Rovi is your guy.
Yeah.
And something else apart from Rovi's, I'm going to say same about Adai.
Go chat on your social media. Ukitaka chipo kuku fry anywhere, apo get see. Izo yummy cakes, ama apo kwa Sheila. Ndofike ho, imagine delivery fee ni pesa ngapi?
It is only 50 shillings,
it's my
guy.
It's only 20 bob. Kama ni food stuff. Alafu, kama ni shopping, pale kwa Mama Cristiano.
It's only 20
delivery bob.
Wow.
20 bob. Kama ni shopping from Nafu, delivery ni 30
bob.
Na kama ni Naivas, Quickmart, ama Shibling, delivery ni 50 bob. So, why would you not let such a good deal go? Please. Call Rovi immediately. Quickly. Mbazita. So, we want to talk about some bad girls you have been taking, Tumekua tukiagaria. Yeah, wanaita frogs. These frogs that pretend to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that they don't meet.
And I was
with,
like,
other male frogs.
Yeah.
I'm like, girl.
Gotcha. Hey.
You're savage. Like,
and you know, recently. This behavior, known as tonic immobility, involves the female remaining completely motionless, often on her back with limbs extended, until the male releases his grip. I was listening. I mean, by the frogs, ninya pana. By the no. In a study observing these frogs during their breeding season, approximately one third of the females exhibited this death feigning behavior to deter male advances. And advances. Sasa we imagine that sasa sisi ni binadamu, sasa mwanaume, then you're like, sasa.
Unalola tu ni kama umedeni. Just say no.
Tell
the boy bye. It's simpler.
Danu force. Danu ujifanye. Iju wengine watu ajua umelala, they'll try and forcefully do these things. Yeah. And I was also, hey, but here is a story for another day.
Yeah.
And people, still on this theme, this behavior, in addition to this tonic immobility, female frogs utilize other tactics such as rotating their bodies and emitting distinct vocalizations to discourage males.
Hey.
Hey. Hawataki kutulia.
No,
wameamua upende usipende, we will.
Utaenda.
I'm not, by the way, I'm not sikubembelezi, my guy.
Niwende
ama nikusaidie kwenda. And people, Peggy, we still have more dope conversations, right?
Yeah.
But I've also told you something. If you want good services, Rovi is your guy.
He is
Robbie is your guy. You need to really hook up with him. Get all the best rates, best deals. Get your deliveries in time. Ensure that you feel nice. Deliveries that make you just feel ube. Any uko, at the comfort of your home, mm-hmm. someone brings for you a delivery at a very affordable price.
Imagine.
At a very affordable price. When you come back, we'll also be telling you something big about some other products that we will be advertising. And we think, as of right now, it is best for you to reach out to those people and buy their products. Mm. Right about now, let's get into Beyonce's Cozy. But apart from only getting into Beyonce's Cozy, when you come back, you have also something to do with money. Hmm? Yeah. And the person here who likes to talk about money. And also in a few, later in the day, we'll also be putting a poll pale kwa our social media handles about how long should it take for someone to finish a series.
Yeah.
How long do you think? Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. The hashtag, as always, is Unity Radio 254 or Peggy and Kansai or Unity Scoop. We'll be back.
She's a guide. She's a hero. She survived. All she been through. Confident. Damn, she lethal. Might I suggest you don't fuck with my sis? Cause she comfortable. Comfortable in my skin. Cozy with who I am. Comfortable in my skin. Cozy. Cozy. Comfortable in my skin. Feet up above your sins. I love myself goddamn. Cozy. Cozy. I'm so cozy. Now love me. They hate me. Because they want me.
I'm dark brown. Dark skin. Light skin. Beige. Fluorescent beige.
King be energy. I've been thick, been fine, still a 10, still here, that's all me. Black like love 2D, dance to the soles of my feet. Green eyes envy me, paint the world pussy pink. Blue like the soul I crowned, purple drink and couture gowns. Four fangs and shade I made, blue, black, white and brown. Paint the town red like cinnamon, yellow diamonds, limoncello glycerin. Rainbow gelato in the streets. Renaissance, yeah, and then Capri. Oh my God. You don't fuck with my sis. Cause she comfortable. Comfortable in my skin. Cozy with who I am. Comfortable in my skin. Cozy. Cozy. Comfortable in my skin. Cozy with who I am. I love myself goddamn. Cozy. Cozy. I'm cozy. I'm cozy. I'm juicy. I'm juicy. You hate me.
You hate me.
Cause you want me.
You want me.
I'm swag.
That was Cozy by none other than Beyonce, the woman apparently who her album and the Grammys and yeah. still the same album took the day, and I'm telling you it was dope, it was dope, it was dope. Peggy.
Yes.
The Chico and His Style and Sean Dalmas incident.
Yeah. Able so to educate. If you are on TikTok this week, you could have seen or spotted the incident that happened between Chico and His Style and Sean Dalmas.
Mm-hmm.
There was a debate on okay, if you know the incident, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. I won't explain it. But
this guy was literally spitting out the truth.
Yeah. Hey. Like he spoke, like people just have to understand where they are at and how they want to, like, leave people to spend their money the way they want to spend their money.
Well.
I wanted to talk about the importance of like knowing when to buy,
mm-hmm.
to get quality for mm-hmm. value.
Yeah.
Like, for example, paying 20k for mm-hmm. shoes mm-hmm. and being and that being okay with that quality,
mm-hmm.
or if you're the type of person who values value for money,
yeah,
with some quality,
mm-hmm.
so you choose to go cheaper,
yeah.
And either way, it's okay, but don't stress other people out because of the financial path they have chosen.
Yeah.
If they've chosen to spend 20k on their shoes, that's them.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine they're justified to spend their money that way. But if they feel that they are wasting their money on one pair of shoe, and they'd rather have like 10, because you can go and you get like 2K. Ivo, na uko na viatu kumi.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, then that's your vibe. Then you keep in your lane and let other people keep to theirs. Mm-hmm. I know people who, for example, who can never, ever, they'll not be going today, tomorrow, or the day after that,
mm-hmm.
to Gikomba,
yeah,
or to Toy, or anywhere kuna mtumba. They'll not buy that. And that's just them. Like, mm-hmm. your hamu ya kwenda Gikomba imewatoka. Some of them, they have never gone. Some of them will never go.
Yeah.
They used to go, but now they're like, no,
yeah.
I deserve better quality.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now, where's the end of that thing? Where's important thing twice? Amba sijui save it Sunday.
Amba sijui... Nakwana tu mingi, thrift, the thrift.
Izo zote, wezi mpata uko. Na kuna mtu mwenye ya najua, akipata tu do hivi.
Mm-hmm.
Anaweza tafutia shati 10 na pants 4 na 3K ukimpea.
Yeah.
Na hiyo ni mtu ambe spend tu hiyo 3K kwa shati moja.
Imagine.
So, just know your lane and stick to it.
Yeah.
Don't condemn other people for overspending.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, in the end, it's their money.
Yeah.
Why are you mad at people for spending their money?
Why? Okay. Me at Apple, but I mean, by the way, I've also realized I tend to be on that in that situation. Mtu by the way, mtu akona man like the ametoka hapo. Eh?
Mm.
So wengine hapo mimi niko like wow.
Siesi chipata.
What did you say?
Siesi chipata. Unajiambia mimi siesi chipata na dudu ati vya tu.
Imagine, I'm like,
unatoa pesa via kiatu
6K, you know, I was thinking, unajua 6K
ningepea ngapi? Ningepagia nini? Wewe achana na wewe mtu na pesa yake.
Yeye ni kiasi gani kombali raba ngapi wewe
unajua? Unajua. So don't condemn people for how they spend. And hata wewe bado unadurua za 6K.
Please, to pay sleep. We are having sleepless nights.
Apart, well, like, everybody just keep to their lane, understand where you're at. Because the truth of the matter is,
yeah,
you can find value in vitu za Gikomba,
mm-hmm.
and you can find value. You can find trash things in vitu za 20K.
Mm-hmm.
So, just know when to pick and choose.
Yeah.
When you decide that, I want value for my money now,
yeah.
nanenda Gikomba.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get value for your money when you go to these high-end shops and buy things.
Yeah.
Because I think, me, if there is one thing, for example, I have to look for really good t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Like, before I buy a t-shirt, I have to look for a very good one. But these high-end stores like in Elsewhere, Kiki and Mr. Price, they don't have good quality t-shirts. Yeah. They're so light. Unafua camera.
Now,
Woolworths, you can find good. You can find good
but t-shirts. But Elsewhere, Kiki.
Though I've all, like one end of Kiangalia t-shirts and I'm like, I wouldn't buy this t-shirt for 1,500. Ataka wame tubia recycled cotton. Recycled cotton inaka curtain.
Yeah.
Izo curtain see-through. Like, I will not buy some things because I feel
mm-hmm.
it's not giving me value for money. I'd buy a good t-shirt for 1,500
yeah.
if I felt the cotton was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
The cotton was actually good,
mm-hmm.
and like it will last me.
Mm-hmm.
It will not wear and tear easily.
Yeah.
By the time like some brands keep you in the loop of,
mm-hmm.
unanunua leo, no, after 3 months you're back in the shop to buy another one.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back all the time. So sometimes I spend over 1,500 or whatever on quality things,
mm-hmm.
so that's not this will last me sometime.
Yeah, itakupeleka somewhere.
And sometimes you find value in vitu za Gikomba,
yeah,
and Toy, and me I'm an expert in Toy,
mm-hmm.
like not I wouldn't take you, but yeah, if fire, and like I'm comfortable going to toy
Mickey
and looking
Mouse, you
and
know?
Looking for and looking for the Nini,
the Donald Duck in your life.
Oh yeah, the Donald Duck in my life in that place. Like yeah. not after the value in things. Mm-hmm. So just know your lane and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that is not your vibe, mm-hmm. don't do it.
Just
it's just simple as that, and don't condemn other people for not doing what you're doing. Yeah. So I hope that after as we continue to get more money, because that is our prayer, that as we get more money and we move to better spaces, instead of comparing, oh, who you are in New York, it was at 20k and I mean I was at 2k, let's leave all those let's leave all those debates behind.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. It's just do with your money what you want to do with your money, and if other people are angry at you for it, it's not their money.
Yeah.
So yeah, but in the end, save, invest, and do your due diligence, so that you see saving things and you're like, I saved in this company, your company could after, it's not an authority like the Capital Markets of Kenya. Capital Markets Authority. Yeah, that's the body that regulates financial institutions in Kenya. So if they're not regulated, so if it's not regulated by the Capital Markets Authority,
uh-huh.
I don't know what you're doing there, and if it's just giving you a good interest rate, like go learn this thing. This information is widely available.
Yeah,
I suggest going back to this podcast. It's called Cleaning the Airwaves, and listening to all the financial experts who are on there. Of course, the thing that they always emphasize in the end is to do your due diligence, but so that you can get an idea, listen to podcasts like Rina Hicks, Pius Mushiri Mugo, like people who are actually in the financial space, and they're helping people become richer and richer. Because to be rich is to have enough time to do the things that you want to do. You don't want to spend your life slaving away for other people. So yeah, I would like now to go into the musica. Yeah, it's To the Moon by Pitbull, Neo, Afrojack and DJ Buddha. Enjoy!
Mr. Worldwide!
All of me wants a drink, take me to the bar.
Neo.
All of me wants to be anywhere you are.
Till
the moon turns into the sun.
Get straight to make it.
So tonight, let's have some fun. Until the moon turns into the sun.
So living twice, got to meet earth, wind and fire. What a night, sounds like a lie, but it's the truth. What a life, I'm married to the hustle. What a wife, my DNA is MIA. I'm a grown man, I ain't here to play. So don't talk about it, be about it. Let's party all night, dale mami.
Part of me wants to leave, take me to the car. Part of me wants to drink, take me to the bar.
That be me, performing Thank God and Jimmy Buffett, that's me. With John Bon Jovi, yeah, that's me. P.I.T. Celari, met her at the bar and after Celari. Nah, I'm not a player, but I like to, you know me. Don't talk about it, be about it. Let's party all night, dale money.
Part of me wants to leave, take me to the car. Part of me wants to drink, take me to the bar.
do you think it could take you to finish a series? Because personally, there's a series I am currently watching right now, and I know some people out there are my friends, and maybe they might be hearing this. And they might say that I've watched that series for so long. It's called The Last Ship. Then I moved from The Last Ship. Then I went to the one called Lupin. For those who have watched season 3 and 4. No, 4 is not yet out. 3, season 3. You know what I'm talking about when I say that Lupin is slapping the... Jenny, when you watch Lupin, you just want to keep going and going and going. I've also watched another one called Dynasty. You've watched Dynasty?
No, but I watched like I think one episode or two. My problem is that I don't finish the series I start.
I'm currently in season 5, almost finishing it.
My lord. Maybe I'm still watching Suits. I'm still watching. And I started in December. About January.
And please, we are in February. Tunaingia March.
But just Jaimaliza.
That now begs the question. How long do you think you should take to watch a series? Because while other guys, by the way, people like Kinapegi Sasa, you are misusing series. You are misusing series. Please. Watch two series in Kutoke Bana. Don't know.
You can answer this question on the poll in our channel and our social media platform. So
of course.
Please go on there and Ebujulize, how long?
On Facebook, you can also catch us Pale Kwa Kansai and Peggy. That is the hashtag. So enda Pale, you answer that poll because it is going to be put there. It is already there, actually. We're going to put it there. So, me personally, me nataka kujua, why should you take the whole... mtu anachukua tu, like, the whole semester kumaliza tu series moja. Then there's someone like me, who, and please, mom and dad, msisikie hii.
Anasomanga.
Nasomanga. Who anasoma? Kusoma.
Anasoma.
Nasoma kusoma vibaya sana. So, I was saying, Peggy, okay, what do you think is the best time frame?
I think you should be able to finish in like a week or 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, I think that's the best, so that you're able to, like, so that you don't ignore your duties.
I think in a week, like upate kitu iko na 10 seasons. The likes of
season, no, that the should, likes should take of... you a month. That should take you around a month to finish.
You personally, what's the longest you've ever taken while watching a series?
Like, paka lost Jane by Lisa Lucifer. I have never finished.
Are you high?
Nibili 5 seasons.
Sasa kama Jane by Lisa Lucifer.
Nibalize ya season zote 4. Nimebakisha tu season 1. Na sijai rudi.
Taking your time.
I'm taking my till kingdom come.
Taking your time. Misusing.
Misusing. So, yeah. But that, especially that series made me question a lot about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So, I think I needed some time. I needed a breather.
Some time off.
Yeah.
But, okay, me ndosema aje. But, for me, I think the rate at which I watch movies is so rapid in a way that tunezeka, I can say, like, I can watch one season in a day. Then I finish the whole series in that, in like 3 days, even. It's not something that, unless it's a series that it's one episode in enda for 1 hour. Have you ever seen those like 46 minutes, 50 minutes? Almost just 1 hour.
Nasa zile series zenye ni 1 hour per episode. 1 hour that is whole movie.
Atina unafa umalize kuwatch.
No.
Apo kwanza you put a standstill. Yeah. Unasema, please, relax.
Relax first. Yeah.
Also, there's this. I do not know our president does TikToks.
Ute yona page ya State House Kenya, the one where he did the walk and then people were imitating him.
Yeah, I saw it the other time.
Kenyans,
we evolve every day. By the Kenyans, you're so toxic. Please, tulieni. Nini mtu anezamu hata asikose kufanya kitu social media jo anajua mta imitate.
It's the way I had someone saying yesterday that because of how good Kenyans are at finding your contact, it may be this asa, like you can't call that person's phone.
Yeah.
If you're not in their contact list, you can't call them.
Neither.
Yeah. So to reach them, it's just miraculously. Maybe if you text them, you can reach them. But if you call them, hautaonekana
yeah.
na hata njoo uliwaipiga.
Mm.
So you and people I just want to remind Kenya, please take care of your digital footprint. You never know where it's going to come to bite you back after you see the most uncouth things on the internet. But yeah, this past 2 weeks, I think,
yeah.
the president had been in
Nini.
Northeastern yeah. Kenya, and mm-hmm. he was talking about the construction of a new road
yeah.
that will open up the area because yeah. it has been very, you know, far away from the rest of the road networks in Kenya.
Yeah.
And so somebody made a dance out of it, and then it became a whole trend. Whatever.
We'll be playing it in a few.
But it's just been such a fascinating way how mm-hmm. it was received.
Yeah.
Because Kenyans were just vibing. But how the president seemed to have received this.
He was like,
you guys, I'm being serious.
It is my job.
But we understand it's your job. We just want to make your life a little bit easier. I want to check a kidogo. Need jokes. Like, it's not that people are against the building of the road or yeah, anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the way to sound, it was said so musically. So okay,
that's creativity on a whole level.
I think somebody in the communications team needs to explain to you, like, sir, they are not coming against you.
Yeah,
they're just, you know, making a joke.
So Turia.
Just calm down.
And chezeka, ukichezewa chezeka pia tu Mr. President.
It's like the way we used to, people used to call Uhuru Kenyatta, the president, Baba Zayden. And he just vibed with it. By the way, atinasikia unaniita Baba Zayden.
And by the way, alikubali
to, like, if you want to relate to this generation,
yeah,
you must relate to their humor, by the way.
Upende usipende, by the way.
Akina. So, Mr. President, they were not offending you.
Yeah.
They were just making a joke.
A joke only. So, people, apart from that, when we come back, I think it's that time where we say, we live and love you guys.
Yeah.
Because it has been a whole show.
Yeah.
But to Kirudi, me personally, I want you people to start going there to the hashtags. Eh?
Yeah.
Start voting. Tell us, ni gani we personally ungechagunge. How long do you take to finish a series? Or are you those people who take forever, like...
Some people we...
Hey, it is hard. Imekatani kutoka.
Kansai.
When we come back, we wrap up the show. Stay tuned, guys.
This is Henrik Sam.
Don't walk away, my love.
song is by Bridget Blue and Bien. I choose you, playing here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And my name is Peggy Vastika.
Yeah, the lost in the thought.
There's a new season of Phineas and Ferb coming out, so I'm also looking out on that.
Apart from Seven Huffins, of course.
Yeah.
And people, yesterday JKIA was on fire. Sections of JKIA.
Yeah.
Mimi Ata, I don't know, but...
But the cause of fire has not been
mentioned.
Yeah, so we will wait for further communication.
But it was a big fire, by the way.
Yeah.
It was big. It was like... Kwani sasa grass the airport towards that part of grassland towards 75 airport north road.
Yeah.
Mmeamua sasa mtaki sasa any view tukitembea kwa hiyo barabara. You want us to just see ashes.
Wacha sasa tungoje tusikie what or who caused the fire and then now
we point fingers.
Yeah.
To see on the side. And people, in your EPL, today at exactly 12:30, Everton versus Manchester United will be playing. That's a big match to look at. Arsenal versus West Ham, another bigger match to look forward to. That is at 3 p.m. Bournemouth versus Wolves, that is at 3 p.m. Fulham versus Crystal Palace, also at 3 p.m. Tottenham Hotspur go head to head with Ipswich Town, that is at 3 p.m. Southampton and Brighton at 3 p.m. and Aston Villa and Chelsea wrapping up the day at 5:30. I'm telling you, it's going to be a very big match, especially Aston Villa and Aston Villa and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Right about now, Liverpool wako uko juu, followed by Arsenal, the team of associations.
My lord.
Manchester United bado number 15 kule chini. Chelsea are at number 6. You know something interesting about Chelsea fans? They are so hyped up, and they were so hyped up that what walikuwa shajibamba like washaona wamefika that they'll finish top 4.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, tables do turn. Yeah. But today Bournemouth and Chelsea, as of right now, the table is at 43 points. Yeah. Manchester City is at number 4. Liverpool is far up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, itakuwa ngumu kidogo kurudi.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have to talk about right now? Let me see. Peggy, how about you promote? How about you promote?
Lip gloss. So, guys, I'm a businesswoman. Everyone clap for me. Can you clap for me? Thank you.
We have craft.
Yeah, and I sell luxury lip gloss. Yeah, not your basic 50 bob ones, please. That leaves your lips looking black. Mine are going for 500 Kenyan shillings.
Mm-hmm.
A very affordable price, if you ask me.
Yeah.
For premium lip gloss.
Yeah.
And if you want to look good, I'm your plug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can find us at Prepped and Ready on Instagram.
Yeah.
And if you look for me somehow, you look for me. No one to give you my number, you look for me. But you can reach out to us on Instagram.
Prepped.ready
lip gloss.
And
Thank you.
And today being a weekend, guys, talk Oko Inja and have some fun. Yeah. Enjoy yourself, but do not drink
too much to the extent that we are okotaring you from a mtaro. Please.
Ki unatembea ni kama umerewa.
Kazi have some tikiditi.
Kazi ni kuchapana na wasewa pota pota kwa parapara.
Yeah.
Being a weekend, guys, we always urge you to be responsible people out there.
Yeah.
Make some impact to the world. That is positive. At least be...
And look for the good in the world.
Yeah, do not only... You see, kai tu hapo kitarajia, things will come here on a silver platter. Atu utaka tu hibi. Pesa yanguke kutoka... Hapo ju. No, it will not. It's not, it's not only about money. Go out there and make an impact.
Yeah.
Go make have something. Fun. Yeah.
Go. Just go.
Go live. Restrict pia sana.
Hey, you don't restrict your life.
Exactly.
Go live your life. So, yeah, we thank you for tuning in today.
Yep.
And we have been your hosts, Peggy Rasiga.
And Kansai Emmanuel.
And we'd like to wrap the show up
with some excellent vibes by Kojo Black and Kellyn Aboy.
Yeah, you can find us at hashtag Peggy and Kansai, hashtag Unity Radio 254, and hashtag Unity Scoop.
And remember, If you're not there with us earlier today, you can always catch the recap of the show pale Unity Media 254.
Yeah.
Just go there. The show is always there. It's always packed. Or you can also go to our Facebook page at Unity Media 254. It's always posted over there, Pia. Hey, make sure you listen to our show, Bwana.
And tell your other friends who'll tell your other friends to listen to our show, please.
Spread the word out there. Yeah. Kabisa, as much as you can.
Even you can get your mom and dad to listen.
Or your shosho.
Or your shosho.
Or your great shosho.
Yeah.
Or Generation Better.
Yeah. Or even your cats.
Your dog.
Your dog.
Your cow.
Yeah. Bye. Your goats.
See ya, guys. Until next time, enjoy your weekend.
Only you bad at feeding my chest. Your back assets. You know they play my chumba rest. Me see my jolly. But no better me congo no. Baby, congo aso. You did see ya. Me no fikin long from my head. I need to know what you did. Oh, yes, I need a look at it. Shabali, you know the day. Oh, my nest, I know the day. I need to know what you did. Send me a look at it. Shabali, you know the day. Oh, my nest, I know the day. Come to my da. Oh, excellent, excellent.
Excellent.